What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the What's Up podcast. It's Kevin, and I'm 22 years old. I have pretty much exactly a year left of college, and this is my podcast. It's just a way for me to speak my mind, be a better communicator, because communication is key. Yeah, I'm 22. I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. But yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long time. I feel like I said that for my last episode, because I like didn't post for a few months, and I posted and I was like, oh, it's been a while. But it's been a while again. And yeah, it's just been, could give so many excuses of why I haven't posted, but just trying to figure out my life right now. And I feel like I think I was just thinking too much about this podcast when I shouldn't be. And that's also a weird thing to say, because it's like implying that this podcast is a waste of time and just a waste of whatever. But it's honestly not. But I feel like there are some things that are more important for me right now, and that's just what I wanted to put more of my brain space in. So that's what I was doing, or that's why I was gone from this podcast. But yeah, I'm back, and it's summer break now, so hopefully I will be posting like every week or so, right? Because it's summer break. Kind of like, yeah, I don't know. You know, go with the flow, right? Consistency is key, though. Like, if you want to do social media, man, you got to be like Gary Vee and post like every freaking day and have like 900 stories per day. But yeah, I'm excited to be back on. I've been actually listening to like hella podcasts. A few podcasts I listen to are Bad Friends. So it's by Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. It's like a comedic podcast. Super funny. Listen to Tiger Belly. I've talked about that before. It's Bobby Lee's and his girlfriend's podcast. Just so funny. You know, like, my gosh. It's just hilarious, honestly. I wish I was like that funny. Like, I don't know how people are that funny. But yeah, listen to those. Your Mom's House podcast. Or not Your Mom's House. And They Were Roommates podcast. Listen to that. What else did I listen to? Here and there, if like there's someone cool and impulsive, I'll listen to it. And listen to Views podcast. Yeah, a lot of these podcasts are actually not that informative. I've listened to the All In podcast a few times, which is the one with like all the billionaires or CEOs. I think they're billionaires, I don't know. But yeah, just been listening to a lot of them. And I'm just realizing that, because I've been spending time hella alone, and I realized that I'm not good at spending time alone. As much as I'm spending time alone, I'm just not good at it. Because I'm either listening to a podcast, watching a YouTube video, or like something like that. Even when I'm studying, I'm like listening to something. Just because like I don't know. I think it's like so hard for me to be alone. Like I never thought I was like that. I always thought I was like pretty good at being alone, just because I don't know, I was just spending a lot of time alone. But that's just not true. I think I'm still trying to learn how to be alone, even though I've kind of been alone for a long time. So yeah, that's something that I'm trying to work on. Just like try to not need like a YouTube video playing or a podcast playing, to make it feel like I'm not alone, but just actually be alone and work on something. You know what I mean? But yeah. And while I was gone, I also probably already watched before, but I started this vlog series, I guess, where I just like kind of vlog 1 minute vlogs. I made like 40 at this time, like 41 of them. I think I posted 41 of them. Definitely made more, but didn't upload all of them. But I made like 40 something of them. Very rewarding, actually. I don't know, it just feels so rewarding to just shoot. While I'm shooting, it's honestly it feels good. I don't know why. It feels good. Editing, very fun. And then obviously when I'm finished making the video, I'm like, damn, honestly, I like that. It's not like I'm doing something crazy in the vlogs either. Like, I'm not going like skydiving every vlog or like, you know, jumping off a freaking cliff and into the water or something like that. But I don't know, it's just like, I'm just looking at what I did in like my day. I don't know, it just makes it look better than it was, I think. I don't know. And like, I feel like me recording the vlogs, it's not as genuine as I like imagined vlogging would be, because I mean, I've never vlogged before in my life, but I think that just the way I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, okay, where am I going to go after work? And then what am I going to say? Right. So I'm just like thinking about that a lot. And so I just, like, if I'm trying to record me reading a book or like studying, I'll literally just set up, I use my phone as the camera, right? So I just put it, I don't have a stand for my phone, so I just use my water bottle basically every time, unless I find a place to like set my phone. But I set my phone, I got the mic set up, so that's why you can hear me from afar. But I just, if I'm trying to record like me studying or eating or something and I'm not talking or anything like that, I literally just record it for like a good like 5 seconds, because I mean, I have 1 minute video, 1 minute vlog, so each scene can't be that long unless I'm talking. But yeah, I just record 5 seconds, put the phone down, and I just eat. You know what I mean? Also, the reason I do that is because I don't have a lot of memory left on my phone, so I can't record for like 10 minutes of me just eating. I have to pause it because, I mean, I won't have enough memory, and I don't want it to like get erased of what I've recorded. So yeah, that's why it sucks. Like, I have to 5 seconds just record. I would like, ideally, to just press record and then just eat for 5-10 minutes and then edit what I got in that 10 minutes. But I've been working with what I got here. I'm going to kind of give you a clear cut, or be as clear as I can with what my schedule is going to look like. So yeah, this is what my schedule is going to be like. So you'll know what I'll be doing pretty much every day. So I'll be waking up early, because I want to try to do everything I can. Right, I'll wake up early. Okay, I think the gym opens at, okay, wait, hold on. Okay, good, this is good. IMA building opens at 6 a.m. Okay. So I made buildings open at 6 a.m. So I'm going to try to get to that gym by 6 a.m. And then I'm going to ball. And I'm one thing I'm working on this summer is shooting. Shooting, especially three-point shots, but just shooting. Because, I mean, I've been playing like every Sunday this past school year. And holy, like, dude, unacceptable. The way I'm shooting right now, unacceptable. It pisses me off. So I'm just going to work on shooting 90% of the time, maybe 95% of the time. I'm just going to keep just work on shooting. And so I think I'm going to spend like about an hour or an hour and a half in just playing ball or running or lifting weights if I really want to. But yeah, hour and a half in the gym. So, I mean, I'll probably be 7:30-ish. I'll be done. And then I think I'm just going to stay at the IMA or the gym. And since they have Wi-Fi and everything, they have like the back rooms. I'm just going to like, I'm obviously going to bring my laptop, right? So I'm going to bring my laptop, do some work, try to find a job, whatever, do whatever I need to do. From 7:30 or 8 to 12 or 1, right? I'm just going to be in there and do that. How am I going to get breakfast? Shoot, how am I going to get breakfast? That's a good question. Honestly, I think there's a vending machine. They better have Pop-Tarts because I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat the Pop-Tarts or something in the morning right after I have my basketball session or workout session. So I'll be eating breakfast / working on stuff until like maybe 11:30, 12. And then I'm going to grab a sandwich or something. Okay, I'm going to actually grab a banh mi sandwich from Saigon Deli just because it's cheapest. Like, they literally have like $5 to $6 banh mi's. So, I'm taking that. So, I'm going to get that actually. That should power me through the day. And so, right after that, I generally have work 4 days a week. So from like 1 to 5-ish, I have work. But the nice thing about this job I have right now, hopefully, I really don't care. But it's a lot of downtime on this job. So going to be doing some work and doing some actual work, if you know what I mean. Right. And so, yeah, that'll be my day. Come back. Either go to cafe or something right after or go home, depending on how much work I feel like I have left. I'll just keep on working, and then around 9 or something like that, I'll just chill or I'll think of ideas to do my podcast. I think evenings I'm going to spend more time doing my extracurriculars, quote unquote. And so, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, but the thing is, during that entire time, also is something I need to do is vlog it. All right, so I will be vlogging it. I want to use an actual camera to vlog and maybe make a longer form vlog. Instead of these 1 minute things on my phone. But I don't know. I'm still debating on it. I don't know what it is. Obviously, it's a lot more work to record on these huge cameras. Or not huge cameras. Just these. Not your phone. Because I need a tripod as well. Whatever. Just a lot more stuff. I'm for sure going to try to do it this summer. But for now, I'm gonna work with the 1 minute things, 1 minute vlogs. So that should be fun. Yeah, I'm excited for the summer. Summer break already started, but I feel like it's taken me quite some time to just try to figure out what I should actually do for the summer. It's going to be a busy summer. I don't want to rest any longer. So the gym opens on July 5th. Unfortunately, it didn't open today on a Saturday because it's like July 4th, Independence Weekend. But July 5th comes around. I'm not going to even say it. I'm just going to show you through my vlogs. You're going to see it. And if there's any year or any summer that's going to change my life again, it better be this summer. Because I can't take living the way I've been living any longer. I just can't take it. So, yeah. All right, that was my schedule, guys. That was very just cluttered and just not organized. But definitely, I'm writing this down, so it will be organized. I just wanted to, like, kind of get my thoughts out there and, like, what I feel like I should be doing or what it's going to kind of look like in general. So that was good. That was productive for me. Probably not for you because it's not your schedule, but I'm definitely going to talk about this again when it's like relevant. I know I'm just kind of brain dumping this on you before I even, I'm just kind of brain dumping this on you guys, but I was listening to the Impulsive podcast and they had Kevin O'Leary on it, which is, if you haven't watched Shark Tank or like seen any Shark Tank clips, his name's like Mr. Wonderful. He's one of the sharks on Shark Tank. Hella rich, obviously, right? One of the guys on the Impulsive podcast, he brought up a question that was just a really good question to Kevin O'Leary. He was like, yeah, so how does one with so much like money or wealth raise their kids like humbly? Kevin O'Leary gave pretty cool story about his experience and with his kids and stuff like that. But I remember the guy who asked that question brought up that he heard, right, from this guy that was on the podcast that's hella rich. Like, he's a kid, but he's hella rich. And that kid told him, how would you feel if everything you worked for meant nothing because you knew you would get it regardless? I don't know. When I heard that, I was like, damn. I genuinely think that I am not a lucky person. Like, when it comes to like, oh, will I be getting this or not? I think I'm like super unlucky. So if like, if we flip a coin, I don't know. It's a bad mindset for sure. Like, terrible mindset to have, but I just feel like I'm super like not a lucky person. I'm not saying that I'm not blessed in a lot of ways. I'm just saying that I'm not the lucky person when it comes to like getting certain things that I want. Why was I even going there? But yeah, I forgot why I was going there. But I feel like, yeah, that's also a reason why it makes, whenever I get anything, it literally kind of makes me cry. Like, something that I want, like, in my life. Like, it makes me cry because I genuinely feel like it's, like, a one in a million thing that happened to me. Even basically having not interned anywhere by now, like, it just feels like I'm just like such a unlucky person. Just, I think if I get anything that I want, I'm just like mind blown, literally. Literally mind blown. Getting this hourly job, even, I was like shocked. anyone can get an hourly job. Like, you can just go work at Panda Express. But, like, I don't know. I have such a, like, low self-confidence, or I want to say, like, I just think I'm so unlucky with those kind of things that it's like, oh, I just won't get it because, I mean, the most unluckiest thing is going to happen. And I know where that all comes from. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you probably can guess where that comes from. But I still have that. Have that thing where if I do anything, the worst possible case is going to happen. And that honestly sometimes blocks me from even attempting certain things. Because I already know, or I don't know, but I already think that the worst possible case is going to happen when I do something. And so far, like, it's proven, I've been proven that that was the case. It just sucks even more because usually I just want to, like, work, and then, like, oh, get that thing, you know? But then I just feel like, oh, the unluckiest thing happened. And yeah, it kind of sucks sometimes, or a lot of the time. And that's kind of why I'm probably going to title this podcast, like, Falling Up the Stairs. I don't know. I just feel like I'm falling up the stairs, which doesn't even make sense. I don't even know what that freaking means, but I feel like I'm falling up the stairs. Ah, man. Last thing I'll do for this episode is just leave off with a message to myself in exactly a year. Because in exactly a year, hopefully I'll be graduated from college. And that means I'll, because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to any grad school or anything like that. So that'll be my last time ever going to school. And so, yeah, hopefully Kevin in 2023 of the beginning of summer, hopefully you have a job. Hopefully you know that you'll be making some money somehow, some way. Hopefully you haven't given up on podcasting or vlogging. If anything, I hope you've started a actual YouTube channel and posted actual vlogs. Hopefully by then you have started kind of that business that you are wanting to create right now, that passive income that you wanted to create. Hopefully you've gotten far enough where you're making enough to buy gum every day. At the very least, buy gum every day. I think another important thing that I hope you have been doing is keeping up with friends or old friends, at least attempting to try. Attempting to try. That's kind of funny. Getting yourself out there more. Hopefully by then you're confident. You're more confident just in everything. Like, doesn't even matter. Just you're confident that if you actually work out something, you're going to actually succeed. Whether it takes a year or 2 years, right? Yeah, hopefully you're a better three-point shooter. Hopefully you're a better shooter, better basketball player. Because you're going to be going to the gym, right? Should I even put having a girlfriend or anything like that in there? Like, I don't know. Whatever. Hopefully you've dated or someone. Dude, I don't even. Dude, maybe that's too ambitious. You've gained experience in software engineering, or like even just working in a company. Just knowing what that is, experiencing it. Yeah. Hopefully you haven't just given up on anything that you wanted to do. And just last thing, hopefully you're just happier, man. Kevin 2023. I hope that you're 10 times happier, 100 times happier than you are now. So, all right, that's all for this What's Up You podcast episode. I think that's episode 60 or 63, I think. But, yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go follow me on Kevy Lee TV and at What's Up You podcast on Instagram and TikTok. More podcasts to come, more vlogs to come, more to come. Okay, see ya.